And I'm joined now by Zach Hepburn. Zach is the curator of a new Werner Herzog retrospective, which is being shown as part of the German Film Festival program. Zach is here to tell us all about New Wave and all about Werner Herzog. Zach, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Really pleasure to speak to you.
It is such a delight to speak to you because I need to know all about new German cinema. I know all, like, I've heard of French New Wave.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have a lot of knowledge about German New Wave. So please tell us what it means to be part of the German New Wave movement.
Well, essentially, you know, we're focusing on the new wave of German cinema for the 2024 edition of the German Film Festival. And this includes a selection of films pulled from Europe's largest leading film festivals. There's a 27-film lineup. And here you have new works of German cinema looking at connection and different forms of engagement, juxtaposed against retrospective works such as our focus on the seminal work of Werner Herzog, and also a celebration of 70 years of German films, which is the leading cultural body of German cinema. So essentially how we like to see the sort of German New Wave is a series of new voices juxtaposed against classical works, which gave these emerging filmmakers a foundation to work upon.
So when you say new works, you mean contemporary works, works from the last 10 years, or do you mean...
They're all new works, yeah. So essentially, you know, probably a better way of looking at it is new German cinema rather than, say, new wave in a way. But there is incredibly different sweeping sort of styles taking hold in German cinema, where you have kind of classical works which look at historical moments such as the opening night film versus Treasure, which is the closing night film direct from the 2024 Berlinale, which looks at historical moments throughout the course of history but juxtaposes them with a contemporary voice. So the festival is kind of all-encompassing in many ways, and that is essentially how we curate the lineup. But my primary focus, personally, is the retrospective works which sit alongside the newer works.
So who was Werner Herzog?
So he is a pioneer of German cinema, particularly across the 1970s, where he sort of let go of the sort of formalist way of making films, which is very sort of structured and traditional, and went on a sort of creative excursion into sort of enigmatic, maverick territory, best known really for his blending of historical events merged with fiction. He's essentially an unreliable narrator in that way. So you have a series of different films which look at historical moments, not just set in the German region and engagement of that area, but also in other areas of history. A great example of that is one of his first films, which we're focusing on, is Aguirre, The Wrath of God, which looks at a 16th century Spanish expedition looking for El Dorado in the Amazon, of course, the lost city of gold, led by a very, very, very interesting central performer, Klaus Kinski, who Werner Herzog worked with across a number of works. So essentially, Herzog takes historical moments and blends them with fiction to create a sort of sublime existentialism. And that's something that really comes through from his work, which is quite minimal in many ways, but also quite bombastic in many ways.
He's a director who enjoys or who enjoyed working with improvisation. How does that come across in the films themselves?
Well, they are quite they're quite fluid. So when you see a Herzog film, you sort of are lulled into this sense of false security. And I think the sort of improvisational tactic there is to sort of put the audience on alert. So whilst you are sort of brought into this world in a very sort of laconic, sort of sublime way, things can immediately shift. So So you're never feeling quite comfortable. And I think there's a real sort of like push and pull there from the filmmaker and the audience working together to create this sort of level of uncertainty across all these works. And that's something that's very, very evident, particularly in his more formative narrative period compared to, say, where he went into documentaries later in his career.
If you've just tuned in, I am talking with Zach Hepburn, who has curated a Werner Herzog retrospective for this year's German Film Festival. Herzog is someone who is always exploring new ideas. It's always keen to show the audience something new in each film. For you personally, what is the highlight? What is it that draws you to his films?
I love signature. I love the idea of a filmmaker taking you on a journey with authority. And that's something that I think Herzog really does, unlike any other filmmaker, really. You know, you look at his work and there is an immediate connection to it, to his own personal style. And if you subscribe to that style, you can really sort of tune into some really interesting elements of his work. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, obviously for something like Fitzcarraldo, the fantastic historical account looking at a gentleman who hauls a steamship over the Peruvian mountains in order to set up an opera house, based in historical fact, created in camera by Herzog to showcase this incredible story. No special effects. They actually pulled a steamboat over the mountain. So there's actually a documentary about almost the unmaking of this film. So each film and each entry into Herzog's filmography is almost like a mini adventure himself in itself, with him being the front and center of it. And it's also amazing to look at his career now, where he appears as a performer in, you know, the most recent Star Wars series on Disney Plus, as you know, an adversary to one of the Star Wars characters. He's a very, very versatile, almost Renaissance man in a way.
Yeah, because he's a writer and a poet as well, right?
Yeah, very much so, and a stills photographer, a documentarian. He really encapsulates so many different sort of artistic elements, and I think, you know, he is a journeyman. You know, I think he wants to take viewers, readers, art appreciators on a journey, and that's what his films are. They are a sort of passage into the unknown, and he is your navigator, maybe sometimes an unreliable navigator.
I feel like you must be the preeminent Werner Herzog expert in Perth at the moment.
Oh, potentially.
What has it been like for you as a movie lover to just take this deep dive into one director's works?
Yeah, it's really interesting to sort of like have things sort of sit next to each other. You know, we have a documentary about Herzog in the program made by another filmmaker interviewing Werner Herzog and his contemporary. So being able to sit that documentary profile alongside the filmmaker's works, it really gives you a great sort of context. So being able to see the different waves of inspiration, the different ways that Werner has engaged with different texts. I mean, there's a great example of a film we're screening called Heart of Glass, which was made in the late 1970s, very rare to see. And he actually hypnotized the entire cast and directed them that way in order to give the film a sense of strangeness and unnerving sensibility. And I really think that that's, again, something you don't hear every day. And I love the fact that you find out these little tidbits of how these works are created when you kind of engage in the filmmaker's filmography.
Zach, thank you so much for telling us all about Werner Herzog and this retrospective that you've put together. Mm-hmm. It sounds fascinating.